This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, the Senate Finance Committee is set to consider the latest Republican effort to repeal and replace the Obama-era health care law. This Graham Cassidy bill would make sweeping changes. It would repeal the expansion of Medicaid. Medicaid, which is now open-ended, would also get upper limits through a system of per capita payments and set amounts of money sent to the states. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
States that enrolled a lot of moderate and low-income people in the exchanges and expanded Medicaid would get significantly less federal funding, according to analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation, as much as 30% less for New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Connecticut. States that didn't expand Medicaid would get a big boost, with Texas up 75% and Mississippi even higher. Analyst John Goodman worked with Senate Republicans on the bill.
The primary goal is to equalize the funding. So if you're a poor or near poor person, you would have access to the same amount of help from the government, regardless of where you live. Right now, there are three states that are getting 37% of all the Obamacare money.
Michael Leachman at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities counters the states that get the most money also have the most people enrolled in government-subsidized health care. He says if the bill passes,
they'd end up cutting Medicaid eligibility and benefits, provider payments.
By 2026, the Kaiser Family Foundation projects Graham Cassidy would reduce overall federal funding to states for health coverage by 8%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.